All right, before I get started with today's episode, I need to amend or apologize for something that was said yesterday. I got a phone call and I was told that apparently I was the only one in my family who was not good at baseball. As a matter of fact, my siblings are part of championship teams and were great contributors to those teams, unlike myself. So I was the only one who sucked at baseball. DeMarcus, I am sorry. You and Ash, I'm putting respect on y'all's name right now, and I would like to put that out there. Now on to your 5 worthy minutes. Happy Saturday. Good morning. These are your 5 worthy minutes. So I'm sitting in the car in the parking lot of a Eastside Covenant Church getting ready for produce rescue. And I have been meaning to talk about this, but the world has other intentions sometimes. But there is this really interesting phenomenon. Maybe it's not something that's new, but this feeling of entitlement when it comes to being a fan of an artist or being a fan of somebody's work or an actor or something to that effect. And I don't see it often, but when I do see it, it does get pretty ugly. I remember during the summer when certain sports teams, one of my favorite teams, Atlanta United, decided not to play a game with Miami because of the ongoing black violence against black people and black death. And I remember that the NBA bubble was going on, and they decided not to play the game, and so on and so forth. And I remember going into the fan chat on Facebook, and there was just this litany of just anger. How dare these people not play this game? How dare these people not do this? If I go to my job and I tell them I'm not going to work, they're going to fire me. How dare they do this? Understand this, that just because you are a fan of something and somebody does not mean that you own them. They have their own lives. They have their own ideas and political leanings. And I applaud the players for doing that and taking somewhat of a stand during that time and just being able to say that, you know, certain things are more important than us playing this game for your entertainment right now. Now, I move forward from that into a space of death and dying and the process of death and dying. I had a lot of friends around me who are in certain stages of the death and dying process with relatives and family members. And even me myself, you know, I've lost folks during this pandemic time. And it is very interesting to see how people approach the process of, and how people speak of the process of death and dying, especially as it pertains to people who have been sick for a while, and you know that it's only kind of a matter of time, and then people who have kind of died suddenly, and you've done all you can do. One of the biggest things that came up out of kind of the final days of 2020 was the passing of a rapper MF Doom, all caps, may God rest his soul. And I remember having conversations with friends and them saying, you know, I'm very upset that he's been dead since October, but we're just finding out now. And to my thought, I was like, you know, I'm fine with that. Because if you remember when Kobe Bryant and his daughter and everybody passed in that died in the helicopter crash earlier in 2020, there was a space where TMZ, a media outlet, knew about this and posted it and published it before the family knew about it. And maybe I'm kind of different in my approach, but I think it's important to give people and allow people the time they need to grieve and the time that they need to be okay with letting the world know that someone that the world cares about has passed into or transitioned into another stage of the process. The reason I believe that this is important is because, you don't know what types of rights or things or cleaning up, especially if that person has died suddenly, you don't know what types of cleaning up the family has to do in advance before they have to announce to the world that this is happening. And I know people want to mourn, and I know people want to grieve, and I know people want to help in a lot of instances, but I think it's very important to respect the rites and rituals that families have before announcing to the world when certain things are happening as far as death and dying are concerned. I'll come back to this tomorrow, but I got like 5 seconds left, so while we're alive, you can make today anything you want it to be. So choose to live it audaciously. Have a good one, y'all.